Now, God had to have a man there at the time, for when these two are on the throne, and he had to have somebody that could stand up against them, and he had that man ready. One of the greatest men who walks across the page of Scripture, and a man that's yet to return to the earth to witness in the last days. Because in those days, there'll be so many that will be weak-kneed and no backbone and compromisers. God is sending Elijah back to the earth because this man never compromised. Now, he's introduced to us in a most dramatic way. Ahab and Jezebel are on the throne in the north, in the northern kingdom. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And this man, Elijah, walked into that court of Ahab and Jezebel, and he made this dramatic announcement. He says, "I just want to give you the latest weather report. It's not going to rain. And it's not going to rain except by my word, and I'm not apt to say anything because I'm leaving town." And he walked out of that court just as dramatic as he walked in. I think these two were taken aback because they never dreamed anybody would speak out like that, and they found out that he had that habit of speaking out. This man now walks out. Now you get the impression that he is a rugged individual, and he is. But there's something else that should be said here about him. God had to train this man. And God has always had the method of training the man he uses by taking him to the desert. You will recall that's where he trained Moses. Well, he got Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees, put him up in that land that at that time was very rugged terrain in the hill country. And we find that God used the method for Moses, putting him out on the desert. He did it for David. And he's now doing it for Elijah, did it for John the Baptist also. And Paul the Apostle was sent out into the desert of Arabia for at least 2 years. So this is God's method of training his man. And we find that here he's going to take this man Elijah out and teach him several things he needed to learn. Now, first of all, we read, "And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying," this is verse 2, "Get thee hence, turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Kereth, that is before Jordan." In other words, you get as far out in the country as you can. And he went out into this desert, and there was this little brook there. "And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." Now God used two methods of taking care of him out there. One was the natural means, that was the brook, he's to drink of it, and the supernatural means, the ravens, they were to come and feed him.